Hey, what's going on, y'all? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. One half of the juggernaut, I am Low. Here is always in the background making noise is my man B.
My bad, y'all. I was trying to get situated. What's going on?
You having a whole microphone. You be having a whole microphone in your mouth.
I do, man. It kind of like fell in my mouth. No homo.
Oh.
Because I had laid down a certain way and it just was like, yeah, end that conversation.
I was going to say, let's just stop talking. Hey, yeah, man, we back, man. It's been a wild last few days. First, we're going to go ahead and talk about, I guess, what everybody's been talking about nationally for the past week now, man. The deaths of that helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, that took the lives of 8 people. A bunch of different families have just been shattered. I know prominently, even though, yes, all, you know, anytime it's a tragedy, especially young life is taken, it's sad, but I know people more so have been talking about the quote unquote names of the people on there. RIP to all those families. The pilot of Mr. Zoldan, Alto Bellini family, the Mooser family, and then the Bryant family, Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna Bryant.
Man, that shit tragic. Like,
man, I mean, it's just like one of those things that you really don't even trip off of. Because, like, in California, because California is so big and then the traffic usually sucks, like, flying helicopters for them is just like, you know, for people like us just getting in the cars. But it's just some stuff that you do all the time and you really don't trip off of it. You know, I mean, even though I've known people who have died in like car crashes and stuff like that, being they had too much to drink or somebody hit them, whatever have you. I usually, when I get in the car, even though I know with newer cars, they say you ain't got to let them warm up, I let them go on here. I just say like a quick like prayer, just like, please let me get to where I'm supposed to go, and then make it back home. Because that is really underrated. I know it sounds cliche, it's a meme and everything, but you think about like stuff like this, and then just like normally, just like people, you know, getting in their car, going somewhere, or just walking somewhere, doing something routine, they get shot, they end up like getting into a crash, you know, stabbed, something happens or whatever. Like my stepfather had an issue like that or whatever. Like he was at work, he was literally headed home from work, got T-boned by a FedEx truck. Dude almost lost like half of his arm.
Damn.
And you know, it happens. But it's just kind of like, man, and it's sad, man. And B, I don't know how you feel about this, man, but it's sad that it takes some stuff like this to happen to somebody who's famous for people to realize how short life is. Like, where the hell y'all been at? Y'all ain't know life was short before this.
Right. Life been short. Motherfuckers done died before him. Famous. We keep saying the same stuff. Like, yeah, of course.
Dog, you watch the news. Like, especially in our city, kids getting clipped. And it's like, I think it was like on average of two people a day die in St. Louis on average since the beginning of the year. So it's just like, dog, how long did it take y'all to realize life is short? Like, you know, but I mean, I get it, but this is your harsh reminder. Yes, life is short. It don't matter how much money you got or your status in life. Guess what? We all gonna die. And sometimes it ain't gonna be in the prettiest of ways.
Right. This coronavirus got y'all, should have y'all on lock.
Hey, man, don't face masks selling out, dog. I got a couple face masks from when I had bronchitis at the crib, dog. I'm selling them. Anybody want some face masks?
Man, everybody grabbing that shit. Like, they about to do the travel ban. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
They said they don't want to underreact. They want to overreact just in case. I'm like, good. Like, keep it going. Bring that shit up here.
This ain't nothing but a distraction. To make y'all go ahead and realize that that Trump ain't gonna get impeached.
Trying.
I mean, I know it's technically still going on, but didn't yesterday they vote to not have any witnesses?
They tried. It ain't go through yet, though. But they trying to vote to not have any witnesses.
Man, I mean, but I don't know who's surprised by this, because Republicans have pretty much said out the gate that they wasn't going to impeach dude.
And they're going to have a change of heart. Some going to have it. They trying, because somebody keep pushing the impeachment. Like, I feel like it should have ended already if they wasn't going to do it. Hey, somebody going forward. Somebody trying to hit the brakes and somebody hitting the gas pedal on this shit. It's like,
the problem is it's 51 Republicans who hitting the gas pedal to go ahead and go on, and then you only got like, what, like 40-something Democrats and maybe two Republicans who like, hold on, wait a minute. But majority rules in the Senate, so it's just kind of like, unless they can convince some more Republicans to come over to their side, like I think they need two more Republicans to come over to their side, and then they'll have the majority. But that's a big thing, because, you know, all these motherfuckers be in the tank with Trump because they just like, look, my constituents, they love Trump, and if I don't vote with Trump, they're going to vote me out. Not thinking about the fact of later on this year, all y'all motherfuckers might get voted out.
Just during this, y'all might have had a better chance to get the Republican back in there if y'all would have just voted that cat out. They just don't like him.
Did you hear that? Did you see Trump's defense team? They pretty much just admitted that he did it. This is their new defense. This is their new defense. Well, if the president did anything with quid pro quo to benefit his election, it's because he believes that him being reelected is in the best interest of the country. I'm like, all right, y'all. So y'all basically admitting that this nigga did it, and all these damn Republicans who've been backing him all this time talking about some he didn't do nothing. Y'all just picking on him like Lindsey Graham. Oh, I smell some shitty ass. All the time, he'd been like, yeah, they just picking on him. They just can't stand that they lost the election. Soon as his lawyers came out there and said it, he was like, well, yeah, he probably did do it, but so what?
There you go.
I'm like, you know what, man? But, hey, man, Donald Trump, Teflon, dog. Teflon Don. I believe something going to happen to him when it happens.
I think the judge, somebody needs some money, so they're keeping it going. Mm-hmm. Might need some work. Somebody bored.
My thing is this, and I said it before, I hope I'm wrong. I won't be surprised if this dude get reelected in November.
Man. Look, it better not happen.
I mean, if it do happen, what the hell is the people gonna do? Just sit up and complain online again like they've been doing?
They probably ain't gonna go vote.
Man, these motherfuckers better. Man, you know what? If there was ever a time for y'all to vote, y'all see what not voting get y'all from the last election.
We still ain't got no good health plan.
Man, well, shit. It's better than the people who ain't got jobs, because them motherfuckers really ain't got no health plan.
Yeah, they right.
Medicaid ain't got good. Obamacare is. They want you to believe it's dead, but Obamacare does still exist. Y'all still gonna sign up for it.
Right, because they ain't got nothing to replace it. So,
right. So, man, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy times, as always, with politics. Politics is dirty and slimy and just, ugh.
Although we don't know what to do. We just gotta, we just don't need a celebrity in that motherfucker.
I mean, well, like The Rock keep on talking about he gonna run.
I wouldn't vote for him neither.
And you know what, man? At this point, dog, I would vote for whoever, even though, and I know, I hope this don't make people mad, but whatever, I don't care, for real, because y'all, if y'all looked at it close enough, y'all see it too. Bernie Sanders got a whole bunch of Trump in him. Bernie Sanders act just like Trump, dog. If we being real and keeping everything fair, Bernie got a whole bunch of Trump ways in him.
He been acting a whole ass on social media.
Dog, don't he? Bernie be showing his ass every chance he get. And like whenever anybody challenge Bernie on anything, what Bernie do? He get mad, start cussing them out, yelling at him.
But hold on, Bernie don't have a heart attack.
And then what his supporters do? Get mad, start trolling people, start harassing people online. y'all motherfuckers just as bad as Trump. But people don't want to say nothing because, hey, Bernie on the other side. And it's just like, nah, dog. Like, I understand, and I'm a big proponent of, guess what? If you're going to act the ass, I'm going to act the ass too. But we got to go on here and keep it a buck, though. This motherfucker act just like Trump. Only difference is he a Democrat.
Right, he a Democrat with the ass out.
So, but saying all that to say, I'm going to vote. I'm voting for whoever the Democratic nominee is. For real talk, I'm voting for whoever go against Trump. Like I'm on record with that shit.
You ain't gonna be the only one. Shit, everybody better be lined up. I don't care how cold it is. We skipping work,
man. Anybody but this nigga. And guess what, dog? You know what, man? A lot of people don't really know. Y'all can go and do absentee ballots. Cause I've done that before too or whatever. Granted, one time I actually was gonna be out of town, and the other time I just didn't feel like being in line, so I just went ahead and went up there. I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be out of town," lying my ass off. But guess what? I still filled out an absentee ballot.
That vote count,
man. Right? Don't tell me y'all vote don't count, but. I mean, I know they got this gerrymandering stuff and everything like that, even though Trump lost a popular vote. He still won because he won all those southern states and stuff like that that are states that are usually like Republican strongholds, and they hold a lot more electoral votes than more liberal states. Mm-hmm. But man, that's really no excuse, man. Take your ass out and vote. Even if you think your vote don't count, still take your ugly ass out and vote. You ain't doing shit else.
Right, because I'm tired of seeing these racist ass movies that's coming out to send y'all a message about the president, because that's all this is. I'm like, damn, why we got all these slave and all this shit, civil rights movies coming out all of a sudden?
I mean, hell, them shit's been coming out, though.
But it's just been more and more lately, ever since he's been in office. I'm like, really? Damn.
Like what? Like which one? Drive
on, the Black Klansman.
I mean, well, Spike don't count, though. And Black Castle was based off a true story. I hate saying this. Spike do count.
I know, but they just had to make, but didn't make you. Then they what they add in there? What happened with the march and stuff at the end of the movie? Charlotte. Mm-hmm. The whole end of that movie was.
I didn't understand why they added that in there, because that movie was set way before all that shit with Charlotte happened.
I'm telling you, they sent in a message. I didn't even go see the Harriet movie. I'm like, I bet you this Harriet Tubman movie got something at the end like that too. They're trying to tell y'all.
Hey, well, you should have went. Well, you ain't the only person who went to go see the Harriet Tubman movie. Because a lot of black people didn't go see it because they got mad because it was a British woman playing Harriet Tubman. Not that you could tell that she was British, because guess what, y'all? A lot of these British actors are really good at speaking, like, and really good at speaking without their accent.
Right. A lot of movies you watch got a British actor in it.
Yeah, motherfuckers didn't even know Idris Elba was the damn was from over there across the pond, as they say. He wasn't. They didn't even know he was from over there until he started. I think he showed up at BET, the BET Awards one year with Wood Harris, and this was post The Wire. And he was like, "Hey, what the hell is Wood doing here?"
Hey,
I know that was a horrible ass.
He's like, because you talk about how he a DJ and stuff. I said, This motherfucking British.
Hey, man, I didn't know. And I was like, what? I was like, wait a minute.
Is that the same dude from The Wire in This Christmas?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And you know what? You know who else is British too? The dude who played Franklin on Snowfall.
Yeah, y'all, man, he got a heavy accent. I'm like, wait a minute.
But you know what, though?
All the way back.
But you know what, though? When you go on, when you watch that show, you can't tell, because that dude sound just like 80s, 90s era West Coast. But you know who was his dialogue coach? My man, Dub C.
Was it?
Dub C from the West Side Connection. Yeah, because he was on Jimmy Kimmel talking about that. He was just like, yeah, man. He was like, yes, I was sitting here, and then Mr. WC walked in, and he was my dialect coach. And he was like, nah, homie, you got to go on ahead and go and get you some Popeye's chicken and dip the biscuit in the jelly, homie.
Hey. They sound just like doves. What? Gay, connect, gay.
Hey, by the way, this ain't really got nothing to do with nothing, but can we talk about like how WC got one of the most slept on Crip walks of all time?
Man, hey, I wonder how come him and OT didn't go up. They don't never come out with him. Mm-hmm. They need to go ahead and do the challenge, man. I don't know why he tried to challenge Blueface Killer. Retarded ass dude.
Oh man, yeah. Blueface baby. I know you said you just got hip on to that though, but you want to hit that Blueface XXL freestyle?
Man, I just saw it. It was Rico Nasty. YBN? Or YN Corday. I don't know. These motherfuckers got too many Y's in their name.
YBN Corday. This nigga say they got too many Y's in their name.
It's like, the fucking, what is with the Y game, man? I don't understand.
I forget what it said because it's YBN Corday, YBN Namir, and YBN, I forget the other one. It's like three of them dudes, but it's like, I don't know, young boss niggas, I think that's what it means. I was about to say young broke niggas, but that don't make no sense. Why would you want to advertise being broke?
Yeah, because I know Eminem kind of low-key dissed him. And I was just like, you got a point. But yeah.
YBN Corday is actually the best one out of all of them, yeah. If we be real.
I ain't got nothing against his flow. He actually came out and killed it. Rico Nasty killed. She killed it. I thought it was a dude. That's the first time I ever heard of Rico Nasty. And I'm looking, I'm like,
wait a minute. I heard of her before because she's on a couple of tracks with, she got a couple of tracks with Doja Cat. And y'all sleep. Doja Cat be killing it, dog.
And I'd be like, wait a minute. Where the fuck the dude at? I guess he just featured on a song. There's two chicks on this bitch. But anyway, hey, Blueface, man, you need to stop. This cat killed the whole mood of the freestyle with the freshman class. He should have been in there. He should have hit. They should have kicked. They should have put Lil Mosey. What's it? Was it Mosey or Mousy?
Whatever. You know, this a lame ass beat.
Yeah. That nigga. You can't play the beat. They should have just put them two by themselves and let them burn. But like these managers need to cut back and be like, look, you can't rap on beat anyway. You really trash, but we making you look good. But please don't go on this XL freshman class freestyle and just fuck yourself up. Just don't. These managers need to step in and tell these boys to stop with the freestyle because they can't freestyle. They dumb as hell. And they just rapping shit. I don't even know what the fuck they talking about.
Man, but do they do really... Do they really be freestyling? Because I know, like, YK, another Y name.
Is that Osiris?
Yeah, well, YK Osiris, he pretty much just got... He got up on there and just basically just did snippets from, like, all of his songs.
Yeah, I forgot. They should have put all three of them in the same trash XL freestyle. That dude was on there singing a hook. And then he started mumbling at the end. Said no freestyle. Man. You'll take an RP ass on somewhere.
You know what? Who else? I need to. He ain't on the freshman freestyle. He ain't on the XXL freshman list this year. Well, last year rather. He probably is gonna be on this year. But Rowdy Rich, and I know Rowdy Rich is like blowing up and everything. Shout out to him. Hey, I like that like little box song. But ain't he a singer too? Don't he kind of like rap sing as well?
They got me all hype on this dude, and I was listening to him on a couple of features. I'm like, okay. Okay, this dude cool. I get to his album. It's a number of love songs. I don't get tired of this shit. Like, I see what... Look, man. Y'all motherfuckers can rap, gangsters. It's okay. We don't need all of y'all to rap about... I know Drake doing it. He made a lot of money off of it, but everybody don't need to do that. And then you start talking about gang shit in the love song. Stop with that bullshit.
I mean, but Drake has done it too, though, where he's, you know, he's been singing and stuff like that. That he been talking about some, hey, if somebody shot your block up, I tell you if it was us.
Hey, did he say that with old girl? Summer, what's her name? Summer Mitchell or Summer
Summer.
Walker?
Hey, I have not listened to him no motherfucking Summer Mitchell.
Somebody shot your block up, I tell you. Oh no, that was that Life Is Good.
Yeah, that was that song with him and Future. But it's just kind of like, I guess people try to find that balance or whatever, because I mean, this been going on since like the days of Big Daddy Kane, were making songs for the ladies and stuff like that or whatever, and then still having that grimy stuff, and then Ja Rule or whatever. Because once Ja figured out, they're like, oh wait a minute, I can make some money up off of making these songs for the women, and then I just put like my street stuff, you know, on the album, but they just won't be singles. And it's just, I mean, it's a market there. Even look at Fabulous. I mean, Fabulous, another one of them rappers who like rap for the ladies, but you go on his album, he got some street heat.
But the way he rap about the, you don't really know that, he just, you kind of listen to the flow at that point. But some of these cats, they get off beat. But didn't Fabulous always have an R&B person singing his hooks?
Yeah, either that or he would he would like be featured on R&B songs, like with like whenever they do like the remixes or whatever. And he still kind of do it now, like, because he got a whole album, well, mixtape rather, where he just doing like remixes to R&B cuts. He did a remix to that what's that chick name, I forget it, Ella May. He did like her, he did a couple of remixes to her songs, did a remix to Rihanna Sex With Me. So I mean, that's kind of like what Fab do or whatever. But I mean, I agree with you though, it does need to be a balance. Like it like, Grant, you can't be two things at once. But dog, you gotta realize how crazy that sound. One song you talking about like making love and stuff like that, next song you talking about like you gonna shoot up a nigga block.
Like, nah, you was just at that chick house. We know where you stay.
Fuck it need to be some space in between. Like, you need to have a whole album of just love songs and then a whole album of just gangster stuff. Like, y'all doing too much mixing up, dog.
Hey, do what Drake did. Had that damn, what was it, side, B-side that nobody listened to. He know that. He said he gonna try it again. I'm like, all right, mom. He gotta have the singing on it. He already knows some people ain't liking it, but he gonna keep trying.
He pushing it.
And he gonna thank 50 Cent, man. I think that's kind of a slap in the face to Ja Rule. He thanked 50 Cent. Like he looked up to 50 Cent when he did 21 Questions.
I mean, that is a slap in the face to Ja Rule, because I mean, everybody know that 50 did all this riding on Ja Rule. I mean, I even heard Fabulous say it like in a recent interview with Ebro in the morning. He was like, because they was naming like the best, you know, R&B rappers or whatever and stuff like that. And he was like, man, I got to get Ja his props or whatever, because Ja the one who made me want to go ahead and step in and start doing like them slow songs or whatever. Then they was like, what about 50? And Fab was like, nah, man, because 50 just rolled on Ja and got Ja out the paint and then started doing the exact same thing that Ja was doing.
And then said it.
Or he tried to, because 50 never wasn't 50 wasn't good at them type of songs. He tried.
Nah, I can say this. I ain't no Ja fan. I mean, I listened to his song. His songs was catchy because he got that damn voice. What would I do without you? Cookie Monster. Hey, but listen. He fucked up when he brought everybody from Interscope Records in his beef with 50. Like, he'd have bitched everybody's name. Like, I went back because I was just on some YouTube shit and I listened to the diss track. He'd have dissed everybody before they dissed him.
Yeah. And that's when Jimmy Iovine got involved and was like, like, nah. Like, he was cool with him beefing with 50 because 50 was still a new act. But when he talking about him and stuff like that, Jimmy Iovine is really protective of Eminem. Then why you think that most people who beef with Eminem get ran out of the industry?
Right.
Because Jimmy Iovine, president of Interscope, is like, nah, you ain't gonna fuck with my cash cow. And why you think when they was doing all that shit, and then when Murder Inc., Rap-A-Lot, and Death Row was trying to like link up all together, all of the motherfuckers got hit with Fed cases. I ain't saying Eminem snitched, but I'm saying Jimmy Iovine snitched. I'm saying his boss snitched.
And that's kind of Death Row fault, because they showing up on camera like, oh, you ain't gonna do that. I'm like, do you know what you're doing, stupid motherfucker? It's all on that documentary that's on HBO. Suge Knight showed up on camera saying the shit out loud. Like, okay, Dre ain't gonna say nothing. Or whoever under him at the time ain't gonna say nothing, but Jimmy Iovine gonna say something. Who gonna touch him?
Jimmy gonna say something with his lawyers.
Hey, who gonna touch him? You see what happened?
Jimmy gonna say something with his lawyer. That's why I always laugh at black people, man. Cause I be like, dog, we be trying to keep with that street shit and be talking about some, nah, man, don't be snitching, don't be getting the police involved. I'm like, fuck that. I pay taxes. I'm calling the police.
The street shit. Look, pay attention to these dudes that be all on this street shit. Look at Suge Knight. He dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He hopped on a Nick Cannon song talking about, I don't even know who Eminem is. Who don't know who Eminem is, motherfucker? Like, shut the man up.
You know what though? You know what though? I think he was just furthering that Lord. Excuse me. Damn. I'm drinking. Hey y'all, I'm eating catfish and drinking mimosas, nigga. Envy me.
Hey, you fried catfish?
Hey, is there any other way to have catfish?
Yeah, man. That's what I don't know. But look, I just had to ask the question.
What other way is there to do catfish? Oh. I want you to tell me.
Some people bake that motherfucker. I don't know.
Hey, I'm not white, dog.
I know a black chick that baked it. She from California. I hope she don't listen to this. I sit right behind her.
Hey.
But here we are.
Hey, all I'm saying is, I don't know what they do in California, but with me and my, you know what I'm saying, and my southern / Midwest upbringing, we fry catfish. Ain't no other way to have it. Ain't no bacon. Ain't no sauteing.
All I was asking was for everybody, but carry on with the shit. Where we leave off? You talking about shit?
We was talking about shit. And man, just niggas be so stupid. Niggas be swearing somebody telling on them. Nigga, you've been telling on yourself for years.
Exactly. They just want to hear from a regular person for some reason. I'm like, did you hear the rap song?
Right. All you gotta do is just play track 8.
He been saying he was a drug dealer. What? I don't know what you want me to tell you even more. He was on Block 88th Street or some shit like that. But the song said that.
Bobby Shmurda told you what happened when they shot the dude, how his body twirled and where they buried him at.
Hey, he did the aim. He had the trajectory right. Man, he pinpointed. They filmed a video where the body hit.
Hey, man. That's another thing where... since we talk about people snitching and stuff like that and being in jail and being stupid, why everybody mad at Tekashi 6ix9ine but bigging up Bobby Shmurda? I'm like, they both snitched. They just snitched differently.
Right. Bobby Shmurda got his boy with 180 years.
Man. But then people giving Bobby credit because they like, nah, Bobby said he ain't taking no plea deal. He gonna stay up in there with his boy. I'm like, are we sure of that? Or is that sound like some nigga news? That sound like some shit that a motherfucker made up. And everybody just been running with it. Because how the hell will we know if he ain't taking no plea deal or not?
Well, he going to stay up in there with his boy.
Yeah, Rowdy. Shit else. Rowdy Rebel. I was about to say Rowdy Rich, but I'm like, nah, he the dude we was just talking about.
Right. I was about to say, I'm like, damn, I didn't know they was connected. Shit. I mean, they could be.
They be running out of rap names, dog.
That's why, shit. That's why Eminem said going down the alphabet. Listen to that CD yet?
You know what? Honestly, man, I have not gotten past the intro. And that ain't because the intro bad. I just keep replaying the intro. The intro so, man, that intro so damn fire, dog.
Indeed, man.
The intro so motherfucking fire. I think I heard another track on her that I didn't like because I just had it on Shuffle Play on Spotify. It was with that chick singing on there.
Skylar Gray or Sky Heaven or whatever her name.
Yeah, is. Skylar Gray. I ain't like that one. But you know what song I also heard, I had to cut this song off and I was like, all right, man, I'll come back to it. I got a bad taste in my mouth from that. But that song with him and Young M.A. Dog, I don't want to hear that shit.
Because, right, that's why people don't like the club bangers.
That motherfucker was club a little bit too upbeat for me, for Eminem. I'm like, dog, this is...
And I'm then like, Young and May talking about some wobble. I'm like, what the fuck? You ain't gonna wobble nothing. I'm about to wobble, wobble. Shake it, shake it. We made it, made it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she need to go ahead and who was that? Was that Mac who made that song?
I think so. But on this, I only like six, I think about six songs on this CD.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff I was like, this ain't really him.
Yeah. And you know what though? I mean, but you know what, man? I feel like M is lulling people into that sense of comfort again, like he usually does every few albums. He'll make an album that is kind of like, or it's just like all out trash.
Mm-hmm.
Just so people can start talking about like, oh man, he done lost it. And then he just come back and just start like flying people heads off again.
Like, this motherfucker, I see what you doing.
Dude, he so be sitting people up, dog. I think Joe done figured it out, because now Joe acting all like he ain't never did nothing to M and never said nothing. He's like, hey, I think M should just stop talking about me. Like, dog, you've been talking about M on this show for like 100 episodes. And now you want to sit up and act like, I don't know what his problem is with me.
Why people say, like, I get confused with people these days. The one dude on this show said Eminem's is too wordy. Like, you got to think about this shit too much. But then you listen to mumble rap where you just, what? I'm confused.
You know what, though, B? I think that a lot of people, and I'm guilty of this sometimes, too, whatever. Sometimes you just want to vibe. But I don't think people understand you can vibe to the lyrical shit, too.
Right. If it made me go back and listen to it a whole bunch of times, I'm cool with it. Because I was like, oh, shit, I ain't know that.
Yeah. Cause this is a whole bunch of lyrical shit that I've been like, I've like vibe to. Like, man, I always sit down, listen to Scarface and vibe. Even though Scarface be saying some shit, like I said, Scarface my favorite rapper, excuse me, of all time, whatever. And you always Scarface like that soul food rap or whatever. Like a lot of these songs you listen to gonna leave you empty. But I'm talking about like listening to something or whatever that you can still jam off of, but at the same time you leave it with more than you came with.
Right.
And it's possible to do that, but, you know, whatever.
And I listen to some of these mumble rappers. Like, some of this shit catchy and I hate it. Like, I don't even know if he probably rapping the hook all over again. I'll just vibe into it because I don't know what else he's talking about. He probably talking about two paddocks and a matic. Or they exaggerate the sound like, oh, that's my friend. And then make some rhyme with that. With a fuck stressed out syllable. I'm like, if y'all motherfuckers don't stop doing this shit and this fast rapping shit, like, please say something. Don't just mumble a bunch of words. Don't do the Migos.
But it ain't even like, oh God, yeah. them niggas when they were trying to go up against Bone.
Mm.
And I'm like, dog, difference is Bone actually saying something.
Right. They just Bone that dark rap. But, they can't touch that.
Right. But I mean, I kind of see on one end, like, cause it does seem like since Rap Guy, M has, you know, every now and then, every couple tracks or whatever, tried to just like, let me see how many words I can fit up into this. And it's just kind of like, or how many times I can rhyme this word, or like word X or whatever. And it does kind of get annoying. But again, I think that this is just M just doing what M does and trying to get y'all to talk about him. So then he can have some material for his next album to just start flaming y'all niggas.
And look, I know y'all don't want to hear it. Nick, everybody didn't call L's.
Everybody.
Can't nobody respond because y'all done missed a couple bars he just said about y'all. Like, I didn't listen to the album back and I was like, damn, even Lord Jamar said, first, man, I'm getting sick of Lord Jamar, first of all. He said he got rent space in Eminem's head, but he got rent space in his head because he was like,
I think both of them are bothered by what the other one is saying. I think Lord Jamar, it started off with Lord Jamar being bothered by Eminem's success. Because Lord Jamar believes that white rappers, Lord Jamar racist. Let's just go and call it what it is. Lord Jamar
don't talk about the other rap. He don't talk about the other white rappers, so that makes me think people in the hood are listening to Eminem.
He said, I know, because I saw like the first interview where he did that with like DJ Vlad. The DJ Vlad a fucking snake, man.
Right. Don't nobody like that motherfucker.
Right. And I'm just like, okay, so I saw that interview he did with Lord Jamar. With Lord Jamar was like, white rappers, you are guests in the house of hip hop, and you as guests, you should act accordingly. Basically, you should just do whatever, you know, you should just do whatever they whatever these black rappers tell you to do. And if black rappers you know, who paved the way for you said say they want to be on your tracks, then you should let them be on your tracks and all that. Kind of like what Macklemore did. But it's just, so Lord Jamar definitely like started that. And now M is just like, you know, I think, I don't know if M was bothered by it or if M just like doing it just because he's like, I'm going to go and show you something. Because like that song he had with Three Fourths of Slaughterhouse and everybody just swore he was talking about Joe. And I was like, dog, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, dog, he even ended it by saying like a 40-some bar of a Lord Jamar verse. Like he was talking about Lord Jamar that whole time.
Yep.
Like, so, yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know, like, I get it or whatever. And then you even see Lord Jamar got bothered by that because as soon as that damn album came out, this nigga ran over to DJ Vlad house and did a fucking interview.
And he listened to the album because it's all the way at the end. He said, people running up to me, telling me, that's how he talk funny, man. I don't care what y'all say.
He said, ain't nobody, he said, people in the hood still ain't buying that shit. Ain't nobody coming to him and say, oh my God, did you hear this Eminem verse? He was like, get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Right.
He was mad.
He said, how did he hear about it? He listened to that motherfucker.
He had to have listened to it, dude, or somebody in his circle listened to it and told him about it. So that kind of like, throws your thing out the water too or whatever. And then if y'all want to go ahead and say or whatever, they're like, oh, ain't nobody in the hood listening to that shit. Okay, fine. Because it's shown that white people actually buy music at a higher clip than black people do. So, okay. At the end of the day, he's still getting paid.
Look, man, some people, I've seen some comments on Facebook saying they're not M fans or whatever. He can't rap. He ain't saying nothing. But then somebody turned around yesterday, the same person that was talking about him said Lil Wayne on this album snapping. So while I listened to the Lil Wayne funeral came out yesterday, I got bandages in my, I got cotton balls in my ears, dog, from listening to this. That shit was pure trash. I mean, you can check it out for yourself or you can listen to me. That shit is trash. Like, I'm talking about, like, I want to take my phone and throw it on the ground and do the LL Cool J smash on from Bad.
The last time I listened to it, the most recent song I listened to from Lil Wayne was Drop the World. And that was because he had Eminem on that track, and Eminem spazzed the fuck out on that track.
He sure did. Lil Wayne.
He spazzed out, dog. I'm just saying.
But don't look if y'all at your own, it's gonna be your funeral if you listen to that Lil Wayne. don't do it. Like, I'm like, what is this dude? I'm like, he ain't even rhyming no more. Look, my man had a whole song just naming off celebrities.
He still rap like that?
Just naming off celebrities. Yeah, man. Naming off celebrities.
I mean, like with that cadence or whatever. Yeah, young mother, baby.
It's even worse. Oh, I don't even know what he sound like, the mumble rappers now. I don't know what he's saying back and forth. Like,
I thought he was off drugs.
Maybe he need to get back on or so he can rap again. He was making sense when he was on drugs. Now he just sound fucking retarded. Like, damn, my ears. I was back on. I was skipping through songs, man. I was like, the only one song I actually listened to all the way was, I just wanted to hear what OT Genesis had to say on the track. Oh no, this shit was all the way trash.
What did he get? What did he say?
Nothing. I don't remember. That's how bad it was. Like, oh, nah, man. That's tragic.
Is that a mixtape or is that an actual album?
Yeah, that's a studio album.
For real? I thought he couldn't release no studio albums because he was still signed to Birdman.
Nah, they worked some shit out. It's 24 songs of trash. Sorry.
Well, I know. He said he called it funeral and it's 24 songs on there because of what's his face? Because of Kobe.
And don't associate with Kobe with that trash.
You mad.
Listen to that shit, dog. Yeah, I'm mad.
I mean, trash music get released every day or whatever. Why you so mad at him?
Because it's Lil Wayne. I mean, you expect something different from Lil, I guess.
Shit, I ain't expected nothing from Lil Wayne since. Let me look at this nigga discography. Let me tell you something. When the last time I expected something from Lil Wayne.
His last album was at least it was listenable. I don't know if that's even a word, but damn.
The last time I expected something from Lil Wayne, and this was around the time of the fall off, was 2010 when he dropped that I Am Not a Human Being.
Damn, he went back. That's his rock album, ain't it?
Nah, that's the track with Right Above on it with him and Drake. And then that song Gonorrhea. This is like before Drake had, you know, really popped or whatever. And I think Lil Wayne had, and he had everybody from Young Money on there. Let me tell you something. This was even back in the day when Lil Twist was still performing on songs.
Lil Twist on his new album too.
Oh god damn. Jesus Christ. Nah, I'm good, dog.
Somebody told me he's a grown up hip hop too. I'm like, oh, he's still around?
Yeah, I think that's the last time I expected anything from Lil Wayne was that I Am Not a Human Being, even though I already saw that he was falling off. I saw that, like, nah, this ain't it right here.
Trash.
And then, you know, man, let me tell you how bad it just gets. How bad it just gets, like, with rappers when you know they starting to get bad. When the only reason why you listen to their songs is because they got a feature from somebody who just killed it. Yeah, that's the only reason why you listen, because I'm just thinking about it. Like, after that, like, post that album, he dropped the Carter 4 or the Carter 5, I think. That was that album with 6 Foot, 7 Foot on it, and then She Will.
Hey, that song went hard. I mean, that's the Lil Wayne I miss, man. He ain't nowhere near that.
I don't know when the hell they recorded She Will, but if you remember, like, She Will, he was so clear. He was speaking so coherently on that song.
Right. When everyone reads your song, that's how you know it was it.
And I'm like, okay. But even saying all that, this was, like, because I think the best track on that album, the Carter 5, was that interlude with Tech N9ne and Andre 3000.
Yeah.
And what made that song so good? The fact that Lil Wayne wasn't even on that song. I think he was like, he did that. And then he was like, ah. And then it sounded like Tech N9ne just pushed him out the way. It's like, move, little nigga.
Yeah,
Tech N9ne just started killing it.
Shit, Tech N9ne got an EP out. It was cool. You know, I had to go back because I finally heard Yellow Wolf's Bloody Sunday when he went off on G-Eazy.
He need to say something to Royce. I know that damn much.
You know who need to say something to Royce? Oh. Lord Jabbar. He completely ignored that dude.
Like, you know what, though? You are right, dog. Man, Lord Jabbar ignores when black people say something about him.
He go say nothing. And what did dude? He sound like Sticky Fingers, to sort of.
Nah, nigga, don't do that, dog. Don't. No, I'm not gonna do the Sticky Fingers impression.
I'm
not.
That's
nope.
Stepdad song. That stepdad song. You know, it was about me. That whole song was about me. That's what you're talking about. I know you ain't talking about that. I will. I'm like, if you're such a stuttering ass up, man.
He do be stuttering. Like, be getting so agitated and starting stuttering. I'm like, this dude.
Man, these New Yorkers and that smoker voice, man, because you know they got that accent. Look, y'all can't do both. But yeah, that yellow with Bloody Sunday, man. Why he go off on? He just bad because G-Eazy said he the best white rapper underneath Eminem or something like that.
What? Why the hell would you even say something like that? What's so damn good about being second place?
Right. And then he was like, I'm going to say something about Post Malone. Nah, fuck it. He don't even rap. Nah, forget it. Fuck you too, Post Malone. Coach of Vulture. So I'm like, oh my God, this dude's the song dope, bro. Why he snapping on people?
I'm sorry. Who called Post Malone a culture vulture?
Oh, man. Yellow Wolf.
Yep. Hey, man. You know what, man? I'm going to go ahead and say this. Yellow Wolf? Yellow Wolf a fucking culture vulture too, dog. Yellow Wolf a fucking culture vulture too, dog. With I'm still surprised a lot of these motherfuckers letting Yellow Wolf still rap. There ain't nobody then ran up and like bust his motherfucking shit. Because remember during the time where people, I guess, was starting to realize, hey man, that Confederate flag racist as fuck.
Yeah, he had it on his album cover, didn't he?
Yeah, and that and then they asked him about it. He was like, he even said like, I don't care about all that or whatever. I'm still gonna rock this flag. Motherfucker should have been ran him out of hip hop just for that. Now I know a lot of people stopped really doing songs with him after that because I know him and Big Crit was supposed to have like a joint mixtape, and then Big Crit was like, nah, I can't even fuck with dude after he said that.
Ain't he like a BMX star or a bike or a skateboarder? He broke his back or some shit like that.
Oh no, he do kind of look like one of the motherfuckers though.
I think he is. I think he used to be in the X Games.
For years, I think you be a racist and confusing.
I'm not being racist. There's black people in the X Games. I gotta look it up, man. Look, I gotta Google it, man. New subject. Don't call me. I think you. This motherfucker, I can't believe I'm trying to be racist. I'm telling you, I think he did an interview because he, if you look at him before, he always had a shirt out with Tess, but he couldn't, he was like, oh, let me look this shit up, man. What else we got on the board, motherfucker? Damn.
I been Safarikon. You ain't got to cover it up. If you hate Whitey, dog, then you just say that.
How can I hate Whitey when I'm dating? Dating.
I'm just like, wait. Oh shit. Okay, let's move on. Oh shit. Let's move on.
Yellow Wolf real name, Michael Wayne Atha. What kind of last name is that?
That's the whitest of white names.
His last name, Atha, though.
Atha. Michael Wayne Atha.
Atha, A-T-H-A, like some Greek shit, I guess.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, he white. He white, white.
The fuck kind of, that ain't even a word, Atha. Last day.
Oh, shit.
This dude, he ain't even wit. He's just making up words now. Slum America.
Yeah, that's like his thing now. Slum America, which Royce was like, man, that Slum America shit ain't nothing but a racist hate group.
And that's why Eminem, he ain't on his label no more.
Oh, he ain't on Shady no more.
He independent. I looked at his info. His last album said independent.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then because Royce did say that shit. He was like, man, I've been wanting to get at your ass for a minute, but Marshall was saving you.
He's still kind of saving him because he still ain't really said nothing about him.
I mean, but has Yellow Wolf said anything about Eminem?
He kind of sneak dissing. He keeps saying, Marshall won't say nothing, but I will, type of thing.
See, I ain't listening to Yellow Wolf. And I think last time I listened to Yellow Wolf was when he had a song on one of my favorite shows, B, You Still Need to Watch It, Sons of Anarchy. He had a song on there, and then he had a track with Eminem too. Yellow Wolf, Best Friend. Eminem spazzed on that motherfucker too.
Man, hey, I'm gonna have to give it up to Yellow Wolf, but he got a song, the number one song on his Trunk Music 3. Mm. If y'all still riding around with 212s in the back, man, that shit's dumb.
Dude, he do hard. He be at least like back in the day, man, Yellow Wolf had like some shit. Yellow Wolf had like some shit with some knock in it.
Mm-hmm.
Who another? Since we talk about white rappers who got some knock in they with they shit. My man, I think he from ATL, Ritz. That is RITTZ, Ritz.
I ain't never heard of him.
Yeah, dog, that dude be having some knocking his shit too. And who else? I don't think this motherfucker ain't Jackie Chan. Not Jackie Chan, it's Jackie Chan. That motherfucker got some knocking his shit too.
Somebody trying to say that dude name. You finna fuck it all up. But you know the Don Sarcast gonna call him Jackie. Yeah, that Jackie Chan.
That's what they be saying too.
That
Jackie Chan.
Not about to say that dude name. That dude gonna be JC.
You know what it is. Oh man.
Yeah. He wasn't in the X Games, but yeah, he used a skateboard. He messed up his back.
Mm-hmm. So you did confuse him with some other white dude.
Nah, he just skateboarded.
You just said he wasn't in the X Games.
I said he was doing some X Games shit. Let's just leave it at that.
Nigga, no. All right, man. All right, man. Because I don't want nobody to say that you racist, so I'm going to back up off of it.
Racist.
I know you're not, dog. Why you getting mad?
Shit.
Why you getting so mad?
And my phone wasn't updating to nothing until I hit that Google button. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, why is it still 11:18? You said Sons of, yeah, I finished Dexter, by the way.
You was man, like, wasn't that last season trash?
Dog. Like, it picked back up like episode 7.
And you know what? I ain't gonna say the whole last season was trash. It's just like them last like 3-4 episodes, dog. Once Deb had died, and then it had her die so stupid.
Oh man, why? Yeah, man. This like the writers just gave up.
They did.
You had 7 seasons of just like fire, and I'm like, man, that shit drug me in. I couldn't even stop watching it, dog. I was like, man, shit, good. Like, damn, this dude, it was the actor that was playing Dexter. I'm like, this dude, like, I'm like, this is a real dude.
It really made you think, like, oh, this motherfucker psycho.
Yeah, and like the way he smiled and how, like, but I don't think they really showed him switch up his persona until like episode 5 of the first season. He was acting kind of nerdish and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, and then he go out killing people, but you ain't see his fighting moves until later on. I'm like, oh man, this dude banging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hiding from everybody. He just lied. Like,
you know what, man? I feel like personally, if it was me and I was writing a show, and I know money talks, bullshit walks, so they might already had this plan. It works until Showtime was like, hey, we gonna get y'all this many millions of dollars to do a few more seasons, and you like, shit, let's go. I personally would have been happy if it would have had ended when who was that? Was that John Lithgow who was the Trinity Killer?
Ooh, hey, that season, ooh, yeah, man, that had me mad.
Dog, when it looked like Dexter won, and then Rita left him that message, and then he got home, and Rita was in that tub just bleeding like shit and dead, and then the little baby Harrison was just sitting right there in the blood. It was just like, it should have just ended right there in the whole show, and then y'all could have came back a few seasons later, a few years later, with like, okay, now this is like the second coming of Dexter.
Yeah, oh yeah, that would have been dope. Hey, I'm mad, my dude, man. Surprise, motherfucker.
Hey, dokes.
Hey, why they titled the episode after him? Surprise, motherfucker. Dope. Hey, he was at the door. Surprise, motherfucker.
Dope, man. Dokes was a good man. Dokes was good for comedy relief, man, because he used to always be going off on Dex. He'd be like, you strange motherfucker. Morgan, what the fuck are you doing?
What? Morgan?
Morgan, you creepy motherfucker.
Why he was always wearing them tight ass button-up shirts? I'm like, come on, now you can't even move it and shit. Your arms ain't supposed to be sticking out like that. You ain't even that swole.
And you know, I had to look up dude name because when I first saw him, I thought, I swear that nigga was that wrestler New Jack. I was like, nigga, is this New Jack?
Because he really had no body fat, but in his neck. And I'm like, man, what did this dude collar all? How much this collar
goes? Come on. That nigga had a beefy neck.
Dude, I'm like, Dexter. he should be in all stuff, man. He need to be like a voice actor or something.
You know what, man? One thing I didn't like when they brought him back in them flashback scenes. And that nigga had her. I was like, what kind of shit is this?
Yeah. Why did, when they did the flashback scenes of Dexter, they made him look younger? I'm like, come on, man.
That nigga, hey, the nigga had her, and he had like, I mean, I swear they went to Tyler Perry's wig room and got some hair for this nigga.
Put it on top of his head, he had that fade like the cat from Eternal Champions, the black dude.
Hey, go ahead.
He balled around. Hey, come on, man. Why y'all do him like that? Don't even match his head.
Oh, shit. Hey. Oh, shit. Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. And but you know what, though? I'm going to pre-warn you about Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy has a season, and I ain't going to tell you which season. It ain't the last season, but they got a season right in. They got a season. It ain't the first season, and it ain't the last season, but it's a season somewhere in the middle where you're going to be like, what the fuck? Just power through it. Cause it picked back up. And you gonna know which season it is once you see it. And you probably gonna text me and be like, nigga, what the fuck is they doing?
How many episodes per season?
Let me go look it up. If there was only
I like them shows who don't have filler seasons in it. I hate them. Like the
No, it ain't. I want to say it's, you know what, let me look it up before I even go and start talking. But all them episodes is good, though. Like I said, except that one season. It's like, man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Hey, did you watch that show, Emergence?
I never even heard of it.
Oh, okay.
I know Jason Bateman got a show based off a Stephen King book, I think, called The Outsider.
I mean, this is yeah, that's on show. No, that's on HBO. I've been meaning to catch up with that.
I'm trying to wait till it's over. Ain't nobody talking about it, so I think I could wait. I ain't no spoilers, you know. Motherfuckers be watching shows and they're just out now, like new shows, you know, Facebook want to spoil everything. Shut your dumb ass up.
That's why we go on Facebook, man. Sons of Anarchy, it's 13 episodes per season.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, you ain't got no room for no filler. And like you. I like shows like that. And that's why I like them cable shows, because this show came on FX. So, you know, they going to be doing some pretty, you know, they ain't going to be safe with the language, and they going to be, you know, getting gritty with it. Because FX got some really good shows. They've had good shows for years.
Dang, man, because... Like, after watching, like, Arrow and all them CW shows, and be having, like, 25 episodes for no reason. I'm like, y'all could have ended this shit at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got these filler episodes. I'll be skipping through them mugs. I'm like, nope. I ain't watching this shit.
And that's why, man, that's why, for real, man, I had to just stop watching, like, you know, like, regular network shows. Because I just got tired of it, man. I'm like, dude, y'all insulting our intelligence. You realize how much better this shit would be if y'all just going ahead and just... chill out, and like you said, just go ahead and just do, like, shorten it instead of from like 20-25 episodes to like maybe 10 or 13. Number one, you could get more shows in too. You could just like, okay, let me go on. Okay, that show's over, let's put in another fire show.
So with this HBO Max, what they need to do, or even do a DC Universe, cancel all these fucking CW shows and revamp them on there with 10 episodes, 11 episodes apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Just go. Get gritty with it. Because we need to redo Batman. The Arrowverse need to be just gone.
I would hope that they put the what's his face on her. That one thing. What the fuck? Man, hold on. Anyway, I'll come back to that later. I hope that they put Green Lantern on her. If they're gonna go forward with Green Lantern, John Diggle. I would hope that they would put that on there, but that's kind of like a big if, because from the talks of the people, the producers of Arrow, they was like, yeah, we wanted to do that for years. And since that was a series finale, we just figured that we go ahead and throw fans a bone. And I'm like, dog, why would y'all, like, okay, but that ain't doing nothing. Because now, you know, everybody probably going to want to see the show.
Let me tell you how they put the hint in there. So John Diggle's stepdad.
Yeah, his name is Stewart. Roy Stewart or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
They threw that. They had to throw that in there real quick. So we already knew the Green Lantern thing was coming. Well, they messed it up when they said that John was the Green Lantern Crisis.
Yeah.
So they had to fix it, I guess. I don't know.
Nah, but according to them, they wanted to do that for a while. So I'm like, all right, man. But you know what though? They have to. You can't have Green Lantern on. You gotta have Green Lantern on a network that's gonna give it the right special effects and stuff like that, because that show gonna have to be special effect out.
Right, and they already added the Green Lantern Corps on CW. They already showed them during the Crisis.
Did they?
So I know they can do it.
Man, I was going to say, how did that look? Because I kind of cringe when you said that.
It didn't look bad. It looked good because they kind of just like sped through it. But as they were talking, because they showed them all circled around. Actually, I'm going to tell you, it looked like the movie.
Yeah.
Graphics.
Ew.
That's what they use, the scenes from the movie. Yeah. Put Green Lantern on DC Network, man. We need some shows on there because it's not, ain't nothing on there for real hold you over.
Man, have you started watching that Harley Quinn animated?
Nah, I heard you talking about it.
Dog, that shit. You know what, man? Dog, I'm telling you, man, because I was just like, man, let me check this shit out. I thought it was gonna be like some stupid shit. Man. Mm-hmm. Like less than a minute into it, dog. I bullshit you not, less than a minute into it. I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, this what they doing with it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Dog, watch that shit. If you got time, I encourage you to watch that shit as soon as you get up off of her, because that shit was a beast.
Speaking of Harley Quinn, did you know how you say his name? Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, Ewan McGregor.
He playing Black Mask in that?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
I don't know how that's gonna turn. I didn't know they was gonna show it. Did they ever show his face in the comics?
They did, like in a flashback scene, a couple of flashback books, like they finally got him an origin story, because the first time I got introduced to him, now granted I may have missed something, but the first time I got introduced to him was that criminal war thing or something, that war game storyline where Stephanie, spoiler alert, where Stephanie Brown's Robin she supposedly got killed.
And they brought her back as spoiler because they just switched some shit up.
Because she didn't really die. Leslie Thompson just faked her death because she was mad at Bruce for keep on bringing them kids into his war on crime, which is kind of fucked up when you think about it.
Right. And she held that to the grave all the way through fucking Rebirth.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's kind of fucked up because I'm like, why this nigga do be bringing these kids in?
Right. And they just got these damn superhero fighting skills and shit. They be beat up adult grown men. I don't know.
Well, except Tim Drake, because, you know, he can't really fight that good.
And he my dude alone, man.
I'm just saying, dog, out of all the Robins, who would you say is the worst fighter? Hey, my hands up, dog. I ain't trying to start a fight with you, man. You my guy.
I'm just saying, like, they just did write him in the fight scene. But I mean, he get busy when it's time to get busy. When they give him some fights,
except for he fought Jason Todd, and every time he's fought Damian.
Jason Todd wasn't even that dope when he was with Bruce.
Well, he dope now.
See, that's what I'm saying. Maybe, look, man.
He was, but I mean, hold on, man. I gotta let you do time like this. I gotta defend my guy.
I mean, look. My dude Tim Drake that went up against Rise, Race. He done went up against Joker, beat him. Jason Todd got killed by the joy. Look, he had to get thrown into Lazarus pit.
Hold on, nigga. I'm not gonna let you go ahead and do that. Jason Todd got tricked by his mama, dog. His mama. It be your own people. You know what you right. Tim Drake is the smartest Robin of all. I will give you that.
He would have saw past that, but look, they both, well, I guess Jason Todd, the hero. I don't know what the fuck to call him.
Well, I don't know what to call him. Yeah. And you know what Tim Drake couldn't do though? He couldn't save his daddy from getting killed by Captain Boomerang.
Man, that was Adam's wife's fault.
Nope. It don't matter. If that nigga so smart, how come he ain't figure out Captain Boomerang was going to kill his dad?
The wife set him up. Look.
Ja Rule ass nigga always on time.
We talking about identity crisis for those that don't know. Damn.
Shit. Wasn't that when Superboy Prime? Or no, there was Infinite Crisis where they punched that wall and that's how they said Jason Todd got brought back.
Man. When did he come back? You sure it was during Infinite Crisis?
I think so, man. It was somebody, Superboy Prime, getting mad and punching that wall, and then that's what they said, like, shook, like, a whole bunch of stuff up in the timeline.
I can't remember. Man, it's been so long since I read that book. Because he came back again, and they fought him multiple times. So Superboy, was this before or after Superboy, their Superboy got possessed by Lex? He shaved his head bald and cut the L into his shirt.
Oh, this was way before that.
I'm trying to think. Because that's when Tim Drake tried. He thought he was going to fight a Superboy. I'm like, he was tripping right there.
This was way before that because they hadn't even did like the Under the Hood storyline, I don't think.
No, he came back with Batman during a Batman storyline because Clayface was walking around as Jason Todd messing with Batman.
I thought that was Hush. Under the Hood. Oh, Hush, yeah, you're right, Hush. Okay, yeah, when they was in that graveyard fighting and then like... And he had Tim Drake hemmed up with that batarang to his neck.
He was finna go to Tim. Hey. So anyways, after Hush, the Red Hood Part 1 had started. Or Under the Hood Part 1 had started.
Yeah, and then because I remember Jason Todd even brought that up. He was like, yeah, when you was fighting Clayface in that graveyard, I knew that you could tell when me and him had switched out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he went into that Lazarus pit and then he started training with Talia al Ghul and stuff, and that's how he got, you know, them beast ass fighting skills.
See, y'all be thinking like Batman because he ain't got no superpowers. He just like don't know shit. Like y'all tripping.
Man.
He fucked all y'all heroes up. That's why he making these devices.
He a master tactician.
Y'all, he keeping tabs on Superman, but I mean, if y'all think about it, he learned that Superman can be controlled by the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he already put them precautions into work.
Actually, he knew anybody with superpowers can be controlled by somebody, and in the wrong hands, yeah, he got to be ready.
Mm-hmm. And Batman's so cold with it because Batman, like, okay, anybody could be mind control, like you said. He did like some kind of like training, mental training to build in like different auxiliary personalities for if somebody take over his mind,
right.
So it can happen.
That's why I like Dexter though.
He reminds you of Batman.
Because look, what is the storytelling? Like,
yeah.
So how Batman gonna get out of this situation? How Dexter gonna lie his way or whatever get out of this situation?
Or who he gonna kill to get out of it?
Right. Like he called, like, hi, what's gonna happen next? Like, damn, I gotta watch the next episode. Shit, I gotta read the next.
I knew he was gonna kill. I knew he was gonna kill Dokes. I was like, he gotta kill Dokes because it was no way Dokes wasn't. Dokes was already suspicious of this dude. I'm like, boy, when Dokes find out, he dead.
Hey, I hated the chick from New York on the cover on that show, LaGuerta.
Yeah, Rita LaGuerta.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta watch 50 Things You Didn't Know About Dexter on YouTube, though. Okay. This is some funny shit. This show was gonna play it out because Jimmy Smits accidentally stabbed somebody. It wasn't the retractable knife that he thought he had. It
was, for real?
Like, yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
And then they talk about how long it actually takes to set up the kill room. I was like, this motherfucker spent 12 hours.
Holy shit.
Oh, shit, I know we pressed on time, ready shit on.
Yeah, let's go and go, man. I got a few more minutes. Let's just go ahead and go. I mean, let's go and talk about it. I can extend it a little bit.
So, Prince performances.
Oh, shit. Hold on, let me go and set this up. So we want to talk about the worst tributes of all time. And unfortunately, the worst tributes tend to be related to Prince. I don't know why they be trying to shit on. I think it's because it ain't really that many artists who are like Prince. And not to say the name been like some horrible ones before. So I think Keith Sweat did a tribute to somebody. It wasn't Prince, but it was somebody else. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
This motherfucker been find the song. Such a gospel singing ass now.
But Usher Raymond Confessions.
That JD.
Right. he did a tribute to Prince recently. And while I ain't find it to be good. It was still better than that tribute that damn Trey Songz did to Prince when BET gave Prince that, like, was it the Lifetime Achievement Award or the Vanguard Award?
One of them damn awards that they made up.
Baby. Dog, what was that he saw? Purple Rain?
Purple Rain. Purple Rain. I'm like, oh, dog, no. Prince can't even hit the note he hit.
Y'all, I swear, because they had multiple people up there singing, and I think Janelle Monae sung before. And Prince was cool with that because Janelle Monae is somebody who, you know, Prince had worked with, and, you know, he kind of mentored her.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had Trey come out there with that shit. Dog, they panned back toward Prince because when Trey first started singing, the little lady, you know, the little love and touch that Prince was with.
Bald-headed?
Nigga, she wasn't bald-headed, I don't think. Man, even if she was, though, that one was fucking beautiful.
I'm just saying. I think that's who he was with.
But, you know, like Iman.
I don't know their names. No, not Magic Johnson, so.
Nigga! I said Iman the model.
Oh, my bad.
Man, you know what? You know what, dog?
Keep going, because that just led me into that meme I sent you with the Destiny Child joke that they made at the Grammys. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I got to talk about that, too, because Pastor Troy, back in the news after years of...
Oh, shit. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, you saw the woman was like leaning over talking to Prince, and she was kind of like, this is good, right? And Prince was looking like he was pissed. Dog, they pan back on that stage to see Trey sing. Pan back to where Prince was sitting there, nigga, them seats was empty.
Trey, I was like, he messed up my song.
Prince was like, y'all made me leave the waters of Lake Minnetonka for this shit.
Oh, he butchered that song, Purple Rain. But like you said, I guess we both agree, Trey really can't sing live. He can't perform live.
Trey is whack, dude. Trey is whack, and I'm waiting for y'all women to admit that Trey is whack.
They know he whack, too. What?
Nigga, what the what?
That ain't one of his songs. The recent ones, or whatever he just said, can't.
That heat? Trey ain't got no heat, dog.
All his songs got features if it's a radio hit. Who we? It's a rapper on there usually.
Yeah, true. Because I mean, shit, Trey think he a fucking rapper.
He need to stop doing the cocaine.
Trigger Trey, they call me Trigger because I make her bust off. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
Motherfucker, mixtape rap singing.
Mixtape rap singing. Oh man. Okay. So
can't even listen to it no more because Tory Lanez done killed that shit.
Man, he done burnt that shit all the way up, nigga. I don't want to hear nobody else do that.
Right.
He done burnt that shit up. So you brought up that picture of Lil Nas X, and hell, we might make that the damn we might make that the show picture.
Do that. We gotta figure out a name.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X and the little light skinned dude is from Love and Hip Hop. I think he Trina's cousin. I don't know who the other cat with the I don't know what the fuck you call that dude.
So So Pastor Troy apparently saw that because I know that picture of Lil Nas X was at the Grammys, and he saw that thing, and then he took that as opportunity for him to talk about his feelings or lack thereof of the LGBTQ community. And he was like, he was like, what is this? He's like, if you got to do this to get on, I ain't with it. And then he made mention that him and his son was out at Applebee's, and it was too gay. It was a gay couple in there, and the gay couple was having dinner, and then they apparently just shared like a kiss or something like that. And then he said that his son said, "Dad, we need to get the hell out of here man, because I don't want to see these fucking faggots." And according to Pastor Troy, he was like, "I've never been so proud of my son." So I'm gonna go ahead and say this. Dog. Y'all gotta quit that shit, dog. Y'all gotta stop doing that shit. Because number one, that shit, when I read that, it reminded me of the Aaron Hernandez doc and Aaron Hernandez being gay, but being scared to say anything because he knew that his father hated gay people for whatever reason. And that his father was probably going to beat the shit out of him if he found out he was gay. And we see how Aaron Hernandez's life pretty much turned out because he was so focused on keeping people from realizing he was gay. He went out and did all this tough guy thug shit.
See, I ain't got no problem with gay people. Like me, myself, and a lot of people included, like, I guess you just don't want to, like, I feel like it's being forced down or it's starting to become like a fad. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess you could. I guess I can see how you feel that way because but go ahead.
But like the like, so I feel like some people just doing it just as a fad,
like okay. Lil B.
Man, like y'all just out here with it.
Like, I mean, you know what? Because I mean, I just look at it from the fact of the matter is because I've known people who were gay and then they pretty much got like disowned by their families when they came out, and I remember how they made them like feel or whatever. And you know, as somebody who's a father, I've just always been like, you know what, man? If you know, my child end up being gay or something like that, or decide that they're gay, or maybe they had those feelings in there or whatever, I always said that I'm not going to shun them or anything like that, because I've seen how it fucks people up. Because your kids are listening to you or whatever, and then when, you know, your kids hear you, you know, make all these derogatory remarks about, like, gay people and stuff like that, and then they may be like, well, damn, I'm gay, so do you hate me? That's what they thinking in their head.
And no hate. It's just
I see where you coming from on the other side though too, B, because like you watch these shows and stuff like that. It seems like, you know, every show has a gay person on there, every movie has a gay person on there, a gay friend or something like that. But on the other side, the flip side, I always say it's about inclusion or whatever, because hell, we still having these arguments about like, damn, dog, why ain't no black people in this movie? Like, you telling me they live in a town where they don't know no black people? So it's just kind of like how we like to look at things, the entertainment, and see depictions of us. gay people also want to look at, you know, things to see depictions of themselves. So that's why you're seeing like a lot of transgender people being appearing in things and stuff like that or whatever. So
I feel like sometimes, okay, I get it, that character, boom. Yeah, but then another side, it seems like it's just all in bad taste. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it has been.
It's not done right. If you want to represent them, and okay, some of them, they've been represented like, okay, as normal, which is cool. I'm like, he ain't like just super extra, but some shows, they just been super extra. I'm like, that's a bad representation of y'all.
I contend, though, that there are a lot of really extra gay dudes or whatever, and most of them are black. I don't
understand that. Like, where did that come? Why?
I think you
got to be that extra about it. I don't understand. Women not even that extra, are they?
Well, it depends. Have you ever met a fat black woman? They be extra as hell.
They compensating for something.
I don't know. I don't know why people. I think extra people in general just upset me. Cause I'm like, dude, why you gotta do all that? It's not even about like sexuality, anything like that. Extra people just in, cause I know dudes who are straight, or hell, maybe they're not straight, but I know straight dudes, supposedly straight dudes who are extra, and I'm just like, man, you ain't gotta do all that.
Well, you acting like a real bitch right now. The fuck you got to the man? I'm getting body. I don't know you, motherfucker.
Damn. Well, damn.
What happened to you, cause? You sure you? I'm like, you want to tell somebody something?
Yeah, but it's just one of them things where I'm like, dog, like, you gotta be, do you have to be this just out there or whatever? But one thing I respect the people who are extra and they know that they extra. Because some people, when you tell them that they extra, they seem like they get like really offended.
Shit, like that, like Trina's cousin on Love and Hip Hop, that dude be clowning. He loud. I couldn't hang around that dude. I see why she was like iffy about it. I was like, nope.
I hate motherfuckers who loud talk too. Everybody don't need to know our conversation.
My God. I cannot stand that shit. You don't know how to whisper. Like, shut the fuck up.
It's like, dog, why is you always yelling whenever we talk? And then right. People who loud talk, you ever notice that when you tell them that they loud, they get really sensitive, like they real butthurt about it.
Or they tell you, dog, I'm deaf in one ear. Like, shut your dumb ass up.
Man, nope. I don't want to hear that. That's a lie. Nope. You just loud.
Right. Okay. If you know you loud, you ain't got to tell everybody business. Like, damn, hey. Keep this shit to yourself.
Okay. 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 Let's just stop right here because I feel like you about to go and do something else. Uh-oh.
Hey, like, golly.
Nope.
I just be like, shut the fuck up. It ain't meant for everybody. Sometimes stuff need to stay between like two people.
Hey man, did you know it's gonna be 60 degree weather this weekend? We're gonna pivot right off that.
It sure is. It's gonna be red hot.
We gonna pivot off this.
Gotta Super Bowl.
Talk this nigga down off the ledge because he about to.
I was about to go off, man. I'm like,
I know.
Like that, like blinds are okay. Smarter, but, hey.
Nope. Hey.
Who your Super Bowl pick?
You know what, man? I'm gonna go ahead and go with Kansas City, man. I'm gonna go ahead and stand with it, support my man Will.
Right. I already knew they was gonna go to the Super Bowl. I called it at work. I'm like, Kansas City going this year when they was placing the bets on the thing. It was like everybody told me no. I'm like, all right, man, this dude Mahone ain't playing.
I'm gonna go ahead and support support our man Will, man. I'm gonna go ahead and go with KC all the way.
Why they dogging Mahone on the internet though, man? They said he sound like Kermit. Why they put a picture of Kermit the Frog with his jersey and his hair and Mahone's talking?
I mean, you heard that. You heard him talk. You heard him talk though, right?
Why they had to do my man like that, man? I'm like, damn. This shit was funny though. Look, it's an illusion though. Do he really sound like Kermit the Frog or do we now we picturing him? Because somebody decided to put a picture up.
I don't know if he sounds like Kermit the Frog, but I know he sounds
fine.
I ain't gonna say Kermit the Frog, but when I first heard him talk, he got like that extreme grumble in his voice. And like, as somebody,
I can't do this, and
as somebody who people say I sound like I be grumbling when I talk, I'm like, I don't sound like that nigga. Like that nigga be rah, 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 rah,
rah, rah. And he don't have a deep voice. He sound like he from Nashville or something like that.
He speaking of people who got like that grumble in their voice, the coach at LSU, Odell Beckham's alma mater, Kyle Shane.
Yeah,
you heard that dude talk, Ed Ogeron. Yeah. Man, that motherfucker now.
Nah, he sound like a fucking mother. Okay, animal. Damn. Mm-hmm. Talking to his. Shut your ass. Get him off the mic, please.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with KC, though, man. Yeah, man, I'm the fuck with San Francisco like that, man. Especially, you know, when they was one of the reasons why Colin Kaepernick got blackballed because they didn't want to re-sign him.
Hey, you know what? That's they in the fucking. Somebody going to say something that they won the Super Bowl. Like, hi. Something Colin Kaepernick couldn't do.
Mm hmm.
Watch.
Well, they got a dude on their team who Nick Bosa, I think that's his name. I don't think it's Joey Bosa because I think Joey is his brother who plays with the Chargers. But Nick Bosa, who's their, I think he up for like defensive player of the year or something. He a beast player, but he's also a real big Trump supporter. And that's another reason why I don't want to see them niggas win.
Hey, McConnell better run these touchdowns. Boy, he got some
nigga
catches
is- on. It's Mahomes before
we Mahomes. Look, I work with a dude, his last name McCombs. That's why I keep saying. Man. Mm-hmm. You know, KC gonna go nuts if they win that Super Bowl. It's gonna be trash in that city.
Like, hey, everywhere. You know what though? If they win, we win, nigga. Right. We all Missouri.
Like, but KC in particular, like all everywhere, they, man, I wouldn't be surprised if they monorail gone.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's how dust is going to get out there.
Damn. Yeah, man, I can't, even though I'm probably not going to watch the whole game because I just really ain't been that big into football here, you know, in the past few years. But, you know, I'm going to watch or whatever. I mean, I got a rooting interest in it. If nothing else, I want to see Will get online and talk shit.
Because everybody been dogging him about rooting for KC.
Dog, ain't they? I want to see him. And you know what, though, man? Because I appreciate somebody who got a team, man. And they stick with that team.
Right. That's been his team for, like, forever.
So I'm like, yeah, talk your shit, man. That's all right, dog. Because, man, it ain't no better feeling than when your team win. And you just stuck with them through all that shit and people talking shit and people who said they was for your team and they jumping and doing something else or whatever. That's why I hate to say it. I don't want the Lakers to win a title, dog. I mean, I understand Kobe died and everything and they're going to do it for Kobe and stuff like that. Fuck that, nigga. I want my team to win a title.
How they doing this year?
They still pretty high up in the Western Conference. I mean, they gonna make the playoffs. That's like that's just like automatic or whatever. And they gonna be one of the top five seeds in the playoffs. So
I'm kind of interested because we know Golden State out.
Man, you know what though? I think Golden State doing that same shit. Like we talk about how M be kind of lulling people in. I think Golden State doing that same thing too, because Seth could have came back from his hand injury, but he just like, nope, I'm gonna just go ahead and sit out because we can go ahead and lose all these games. Me and Clay out, we're gonna lose all these games. Then we probably gonna get like a really high draft pick, get one of the better play or the best players in college basketball, and then we're gonna be right back in it.
They're going to get a motherfucker like Zion. What's Zion doing? Is he back?
Yeah, he back. I don't think he's played like 10 games yet, but he's been back. They got him on a minute restriction. But surprisingly, while he's been out, Zion been working on his shot, like his set shot. He been not. I can't even say some jumpers because the nigga don't jump when he shoot the ball. He don't do jumpers. He be doing like straight up like set shots. Like his feet, his heels barely leave the floor when he shoot the ball.
I know that shot. He doing that Jordan or something. I forget. No, was it Anthony Hardaway that did that shit?
I think he
started bouncing with it.
It was some old nigga who used to do that shit. And I'm like, man, I'm like, this shit looks stupid.
If you don't jump and shoot that motherfucker, you probably got a better chance of going in with your big ass.
Zion too damn big, though. Shit, Zion. And then Zion a big clumsy nigga, though. He might end up hurting himself if he do a jumper. He might come down and break his damn knee or some shit.
Ain't nobody like, was Shaq the last good big dude?
Him? Tim Duncan.
I mean, like, after them dudes.
Dwight Howard.
Well, we saw what happened to him.
Howard in them Orlando days, dog, he was the shit. I don't know what happened to him after that, but
he wasn't big man and though. He was like, he just knew how to cross motherfuckers over and then get to that motherfucker.
Who?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight ain't got no fucking handles. His big goofy ass. Dwight catching no motherfucking alley oop all the time.
I'm thinking of another dude. I'm tripping.
Nigga, now I want to know.
You said Dwight. I'm thinking of what's that motherfucking thing that broke his knees?
What team he play for?
Oh shit, I don't know what team he play for now. I don't even know if he's still playing. Wasn't he on the Mavericks?
Dirk?
Nah. So, nigga, you don't even remember. You're just a...
Well, nigga, consider the fact that you confused him with Dwight Howard.
That's your team.
Like, wait a minute, Dwight Howard's crossing niggas up with? What did I miss?
D. Rose.
Nigga. D-Rose wasn't a fucking big man, dog. That's when you had me confused.
That's why I was confused. I was like, wait a minute.
Nigga say D-Rose. Alright, man. Alright. You got it, dog. You got it, man.
Thank you, dog.
Alright, man.
They call him clumsy.
That nigga is clumsy. Big stupid motherfucker.
And didn't he give Kevin Hart his jersey on one of them award shows?
He probably did.
Fucking dress.
You know what though? While people talking about this whole, people got all this anti-gay agenda and everything. People have forgot about when Dwight Howard got outed by that transsexual.
I remember that. All them celebrities be getting outed.
That motherfucker said, they said Dwight Howard was running around the orgy with a Superman cape.
So do you think Orlando Brown is wrong?
No, I don't think Orlando Brown wrong. I don't think Orlando Brown's wrong. I mean, number one, we see it with a lot of these child actors, and people be like, oh, that motherfucker, they had money when they was a kid, and then they grew up and went crazy. Like, we see it with, like, Corey Feldman and all them other people. Hell, with MJ, you know, all these people or whatever. It's like, dude, it stands to reason that when you're young and in the entertainment industry, that somebody probably took advantage of you in more ways than just financially. They probably took advantage of you physically, too. And then... you probably been going around trying to tell people, or you've been trying to hold it in because you ain't want to get nobody in trouble. And then it stands a reason where, like, yeah, people are like, oh, this nigga just went crazy. Did he really go crazy, or has he just been dealing with being fucking molested in private?
We just don't know. Now he out the motherfucker. Because he probably been in them circles. Like,
Right. And yeah, he don't know what to do now because he out. I mean, we see it with just like normal, everyday Joe Schmoes. People who, like, we went to school with, who in elementary, middle, and high school, they was popular. They was the most popular people in the world. Then they get older, we get out of school, and they not popular no more, and they don't know how to function in normal society.
Right, they get on Facebook and try to dog you out about some past shit. Like, nah, it's your broke ass up.
I mean, so it makes sense. I ain't saying that the names are true or anything like that, because I don't know. But I mean, it was saying the reason that somebody probably did something to him. Like, look, man, if somebody say that they got touched or something like that, I'm believing them. In this day and age that we in, I'm believing you. I'm believing you unless you have shown that you cannot be trusted. And even so, then, this might be one of the times you tell her the truth. Go ahead.
Him and Nick Cannon was in the same organization at the time. Orlando Brown was still acting on That's So Raven, and Nick Cannon was on All That.
Same really? I thought Nick Cannon was a little bit older than him. I thought Nick Cannon had been on.
But Orlando Brown been acting before Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Oh, that we know of. But then Nick Cannon came in, Orlando Brown was still in the mix. Like, because Nick Cannon was on that show, All That, and Orlando Brown was still doing That's So Raven.
Okay.
At the same time, so what was going on behind the scenes? Maybe Nick Cannon forgot.
I mean, well, I ain't going to say maybe he forgot. Maybe he just choosing not to remember.
He was like, man, we was drunk on some shit, and boom. Hey. It's funny, because it came out, because he said Eminem was doing stuff with his driver, and now that shit came out. Like, damn, is that karma or something?
Hey, you know what? With that, speaking of All That, have you been seeing the clip that's been floating around like for the past couple of days of Ice Cube on All That performing We Be Clubbing? And they was like, what the hell was Nickelodeon thinking?
I remember that too. I didn't see the clip, but I remember he was on it, like, rapping it. Hey, my friends was listening to that shit, man, at that age. I guess it made sense back then versus now.
Hey, man. It wasn't the kids' bop version or nothing.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no kids' bop version. I can picture it now. Hey, we be clubbing.
Oh, what was that? Yeah, you talk about why the kids like that. It remind me of something else. I heard on the radio, because they was doing, you know how they do the advertisements like for the comedy shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they was talking about remember DC, Don DC Curry?
Yeah.
And he was talking about parents with their kids and hot sauce. And V gonna love this if she listening. Cause I know she feels strong about this. He said, you got your kids putting hot sauce on cornflakes and everything, you raising them up like that, and then wonder why they be an alcoholic when they turn 12.
Oh man.
It is about what you feed in your mind though. So you need, especially like nowadays, man, I couldn't imagine being a kid now, dog, with all this electronic stuff or whatever. Man, I'd be the one crazy.
Right. No outside. That's all they doing right now.
That's all, like, man. And then they literally got the world in the palm of their hands, dog. And it's just like, dude, you get all the information and y'all know how to use it.
Hey, we would have been clowning back then if we had all this.
Man, we would have had social media, dog. Nah, I'm glad I didn't have social media when I was a kid. Because I'm
fighting in school with everybody.
Oh, my God. Fight.
Like, what'd you say online, girl?
Oh, my God. Yeah, man, that's social media, man. Because, I mean, even now, like, you be seeing people, because I was just talking to Wifey about this. I'm like, man, it's some people who, you don't want to say this, but it's true. It's some people that we pretty much know when we see them post about something, you just like, okay, you just looking for attention. But it's some people who, when you see it, and because you know them, you be like, damn, I know that you was fucked up like that, homie. Like, damn, prayers to you. Like, I hope you get some help.
Right. And there just be people on there just be posting the same selfies over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Golly. We done seen this one already. Why you keep putting it back up?
I'm saying, I'm saying like 10 selfies.
It's a 10 selfies of like the upper body and shit. I'm like,
Hey, them selfies be from like 20 years ago. Like, nah, let's see what you look like now, Slim.
Be posted 20. It's like, oh, no, I had to unfollow some people. Like, nope.
Let's see what you look like. Hey, you know what though? It was a chick that we went to school with, dog. She recently posted something, and I was like, hats off to her because she was like a baddie back in school. And apparently she's been like struggling with her weight a lot. She took a picture and she had like her breast covered up. She covered up her breast like with her hands, but she was just like, man, her stomach was big as shit. I mean, just like big and like, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, not shaking anything, not shaming anybody, anything like that, whatever. Cause you know, I always say, you know what I'm saying? A chick gotta be at least two bills to get on Space Mountain. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. For real, dog. You gotta be two something to do something. So, you know, I love my BBW. So to a real one, girl, that little belly don't mean nothing. I'm gonna tell you niggas something else. You niggas out here listening to me, y'all better quit going ahead and dogging out these big girls and these BBWs or whatever, man. Cause it be some good cootie cat up under that stomach.
Yeah, don't get the wrong one because you're trying to try it.
Yeah, please don't get the wrong one because she might be a little smelly. But it'd be skinny girls that'd be smelly too.
Yeah, that's, they might have a disease though.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying. I know somebody that said they look. I can't. Not, I don't need any names.
You about to tell me after we finish with this?
They smelled, you know, you wouldn't know them if I did know them. They smelled it, and I guess they was just that, and still smashed.
They was ripe.
Well, I gotta catch the rest later because
God.
they had to go get you know,
they burned them.
Hey, I hope they weren't allergic to penicillin.
Oh, damn. Hey man, I remember a time when I had kidney stones, dog, and I thought that somehow I got burned. I've had kidney stones a couple times in my life, and I thought I got burned like the first time I had it. I was like, who the fuck? I was like, because I was only having sex with one person, and I was like, oh, what the fuck you been doing? And then the doctor was like, no, sir, you have kidney stones. You're actually passing the kidney stone because it's breaking apart, and that's why you're feeling that when you're peeing. I was like, oh, I was gonna shoot her in the fucking face.
He was about to pull one of the what you call it, like, oh man, my stuff burning. They must have had.
Dog, I didn't know what the hell was happening. I'm like,
He's about to blame it.
Dog, because they cause I know what it was. All I know is like one day I was cool, then the next day it was just like I was feeling nauseous too, and then I had back pain, but I was ignoring that because I'm like, dude, why the fuck does it hurt? And then they was like, yeah, your nauseousness and your back pain is because of the kidney stone too. And then you got like a little bit of the kidney stone kind of like breaking off, which is good because you don't want it to all come out at one time. If it breaks off, you're just gonna be in some discomfort for like a few days or whatever, rather than you getting all of it out at one time, which I finally did, just get it all out and I passed out. Like, yeah, because I had to sit down and pee because I it was so bad, the pain I was experiencing, I couldn't stand up and pee.
I can't get that.
And then when I finally passed that motherfucker, like I was on the toilet and I was just like, you know what, fuck it. And I just pushed as hard as I could to go ahead and just like force the pee out. Man, that motherfucker stone, which I saw and I took a picture of it. But man, that motherfucker came out.
Ooh.
Dog, I passed out right there on the toilet.
He said, Professor, what's his dad? Clarence or Leroy, what the fuck his name is?
Sherman.
He passed out. Like,
Man, yeah, I don't wish kidney stones on nobody, dog. Like, I think I probably would have rather had a damn UTI than a fucking kidney stone.
Damn.
Because at least I could have took some medicine for that. Kidney stone, you don't get better until you get it up out of you. And then once you get it up out of you, it's like a damn miracle or whatever. You're just like, oh my God, I feel amazing.
Man. Ooh, I can't imagine that shit. I don't know. I don't need. because I wash my hands before I even use the bathroom, especially when I'm in like public places. Like, no, I just touch this door. Fuck that. Wash my hands before. And then take a paper towel and open that mug back.
Yep. That's what I be doing. Hey, man, y'all motherfuckers gonna quit being at these damn restrooms at work also, whatever, then just walking right the fuck out after you use the bathroom.
I'm gonna trip your ass. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? I did that. I be doing that at work because, you know, whenever I go in and handle my business, excuse me, I usually go to the handicap restroom because I like to have that room. And I be seeing people up in there, like you see people's like feet or whatever in the next stall over. Then you see them like get up or whatever. And then they just walk right out. Like you don't hear them. You just hear a door opening. You don't hear no water running or nothing. And I got to the point where now I just get like, yo, nasty ass.
Hey, they come back with pink eye and you know what it is.
Dog, I had, you know, one dude got mad. He called himself trying to talk back to me as I was in the saw, and I called him nasty ass. He was like, I didn't even do anything. I said, why does it smell like shit up in here? It smelled like shit in there before I even came in. And you know that smell, like where you can smell that somebody already had a dirty ass before they sit down?
Dang.
Yeah, you know that smell, nigga. And you'll be like, dog, you a dirty motherfucker.
Dang. And that's crazy.
Dude, I think some of these motherfuckers that we work with, dog, is like mentally handicapped or something like that, dude, because they don't, I don't think they even wipe their ass. I think they just shit and just get up.
Because you don't hear, like, they get
up. You don't hear no toilet paper or nothing.
Like, if you don't get no courtesy flush or nothing, like, dang.
Dog, I
believe straight. You. Because, look, I done came in. You know, you check all the stalls. Mm-hmm. And you be like, damn, they just shit it. And they ain't flush the toilet. Well, that's a gobs of toilet paper in here. I'm like, man, I'm calling in sick. I'm going home.
Hey, I stay strapped, dog. I be going up in there with the wet ones on me. I be like, got these wet ones, dog. Like, I'm getting clean. I'm getting cleaned up in here after I finish doing my due.
Speaking of work, so the other building, the one I used to work at, is, you know how they had, like, in that area, they got the other building next to it?
Mm-hmm.
Why they have a meth bus?
Oh, yeah. Wifey told me about that. Yeah, she told me about that. And I was bugging up.
Did she have to go home during that? Because I heard they shut down the whole parking lot.
No, nah, she ain't had to go home. No, nah, they ain't make. I know she probably wish she would have went home, but no. Nah. No, nah, they ain't make her go home. But apparently it was the reason why dude said he had the stuff on him in his car, he was like, because I got customers up here.
And the cop like, well, you a dumbass motherfucker, aren't you?
You a special kind of stupid, ain't you?
And so he got caught. I wonder if somebody just walked up to him like, surprise, motherfucker.
They doked him.
Hey, I told my wife, this is my new line. I should never ever saw this shit. And the funny thing is, I saw it on the Vine videos. You remember that? They was like, large fries, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I didn't get it until I saw it. I was like, oh, and I like the character. This rat.
Doke's a fucking beast, dude. Doke's one of the best characters in a grip.
Man, he got taken off the show. That shit did. They should have kept him on there because the other dude, Quinn, he wasn't chick.
Dude, Quinn took himself a little bit too serious. Like, you could tell the dude who played Dokes was like winking at the camera.
Yeah. He's like, we really, his facial expression never changed. It was like he was stuck in that look.
He always had that permanent pissed off look.
He was like, he said, hey, what are you doing, Dexter? Him this ass up, though. Hey, he was beating his ass. I knew you wasn't no geek.
Motherfucker.
Listen up, motherfucker. Hey. All right, man. Let me go.
Hey, go ahead, man. Go ahead, dog.
He said, show that dude. Hey, y'all gotta, if y'all ain't never watched Dexter, y'all gotta watch it so you can see what I'm talking about. Hey, that dude classic. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man. That nigga. That nigga dope. That nigga dope was a fucking beast, man.
Hey, y'all need to watch that shit. I can't describe it no more. I was back up.
He was, man. That dude Dokes was a beast.
I can't think of no other show now that measured up to that dude.
I can't even say Sons of Anarchy does have like a little comedy aspect to it, but that's like around like season two where they bring in a character who end up lasting throughout the thing. He got like a little nervous tick. I'm gonna say he got like a little nervous tick or whatever, so you might find it kind of funny. Ain't nobody better than Dokes, man.
Because Dokes, I'm gonna give y'all a pre-warning. Dokes is only funny to ignorant motherfuckers like us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? That is so true.
We find I'm like, why is this shit so funny? Because I don't know. Like Dexter to be funny.
Because we know, because you know what, dude? We know people like that.
Yeah.
We know, I think everybody know an old-ass black man just like Dokes who just don't give a fuck about nothing, who just gonna say whatever the hell he want to say, and everybody just like, oh my God. Everybody just accept like, man, whatever, fine. You got it.
Hey, he tried to get on the FBI for us. The dude said, no, he just walked out like this. No respect. I ain't gonna lie, my stepdad kind of act like that. He's from the East Coast, so.
Nigga mine do too. Mine do too. Hell, you met him. You seen him.
Yeah.
Nigga act just like Dokes. Nigga Senator argued about some damn, who was that, Sammy Hagar? He's like, yeah, they going to go see Steve Hagar. And he's like, nah, man. He's like, dude, they just said Sammy Hagar. His name's Steve. I was like, all right.
Like, no, my name's Steve. His name is Sammy.
I'm like, all right, did they let this nigga drink before he came here?
Oh, man. Shit, I guess I'll hit the movies before we get off. Did you see Bad Boys?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked that they ain't try to insult us with them doing too much action.
Yeah.
Well, and that probably got something to do with the new directors, because, you know, if Michael Bay would have directed that motherfucker again, that he would have had they old asses doing all kind of shit.
Hey, so Will Smith was saying they had a CGI to the stuntmen now, so they, instead of like
doing, oh yeah, they put the faces on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was the first two.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Because I really like Bad Boys too. That's why I wasn't really excited for this one. Bad Boys 1, I like Bad Boys 2. I was kind of like,
it had too much talking about nothing in it.
Yeah.
It's got that drawn out saying like, this movie was long for nothing. I feel you.
Yeah, but that joint, yeah, that joint was good. I hope like the like support crew that they had with them like little youngins, mm-hmm. I hope they bring them back, because they added a lot to that movie.
They showed it, especially to the big dude. He was like, hey, you kind of big. Yeah. He was touching on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they added a lot to that movie. I mean, and then they kind of set it up. They set it up for another one. Hopefully, we ain't gotta wait, you know, like what is it? Like 18 years for the next one.
No, I hope not.
Because them motherfuckers might be dead by then, no shade.
Right. Hey, they brought Reggie back though.
Yeah.
Hey, so you know the story behind that? They Michael Bay wanted Will Smith and Martin to scare him on purpose.
Yeah, I heard Will Smith tell that story, and Will Smith was kind of like coaching him up in the middle of the scene, and then Martin came over and was like, "Hey, man, Will, you kind of stepping on my lines, so can you kind of like dial it back?" And then Will was like, "Nigga, you better get in where you fit in," and they just start arguing in front of dude, and dude got spooked.
Yeah, the Marines, Richard, sir. The Marines. I'm like, man, come on.
Yeah, man. So, but I liked it. I like the way that they handled it. Because it's a damn cop movie or whatever and stuff like that or whatever. So, you got it. I mean, of course, you're gonna have like that old trope with cop movies. Just like one of them is just like, man, I'm tired. I don't want to do this shit no more. And then you got the other one who's like the wild card. And just like, nigga, like Will Smith said, nigga, I'm gonna be chasing criminals too. I'm a honey.
Yeah. Hey. So.
But yeah, man, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I was presently surprised, dog, because I was for sure that movie was gonna be trash.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think, but I went in there. It's like, we ain't get no black movies in a long time, for real. I'm gonna support it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Black and Blue also. I didn't think it was bad.
With Naomi, I forget her name, Naomi something and Tyrese.
Yeah.
And then Mike Coulter was up in there too.
Mm-hmm. It was a straightforward movie.
Mike Coulter had that old painted on ass beard. That nigga beard ain't never looked like that.
He a good actor. I didn't think he was gonna transition well to that type of character. It was painted on.
like a little thug ass character.
Yeah, motherfucker. We're gonna cut him. He killed Zero. This dude. He's a scary looking dude, but they gotta work on like building him up more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That was.
It was straightforward though. I mean, they ain't get too extra. I mean, we know the story. Plot, boom, it ended.
Right.
They ain't try to go to the club or nothing like that and look at no bitches dancing and something. It's just they kept it moving. You know the movies be getting off track, man.
Yes, they do. I feel like they be trying to extend the damn movie.
Yeah. Nah. Hey, I'm on the run. We got the end point. It got to the end point. And now the story unfold. Boom.
Yeah. That's it. Let's just end it.
Right. So yeah, y'all need to check that out. If y'all ain't seen Bad Boys 3, check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of watching the new Terminator movie to see how that is.
Man, I'm gonna just wait till you finish watching and I'm gonna give you my views on it.
That'd be a next weekend.
Yeah. So my throwback of the week. I'm gonna do something a little different. I got a throwback of the week, and I'm gonna give y'all an album that just recently got released, that I think y'all should check out too, in addition to my throwback. So starting off first, my throwback is from Scarface, aforementioned Scarface, my top rapper of all time. This comes from his 2008 album, Emetrius. I thought that Made was going to be his last album. That's the way it was presented. Made, they got dropped in 2007, because I remember when that first got released, I went out and bought it, and I was like, man, damn, Face about to retire. And he even said it on the song. He was like, man, look, man, I'm tired of rapping or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and just go and coach like some kids football teams and, you know, produce some beats or whatever and, you know, bring a couple groups to the scene. Because Face is responsible for bringing a lot of people onto the scene. He discovered Devin the Dude. He discovered Zero. He discovered Paul Wall, Slim Thug, Chamillionaire. Like, he actually tried to get all them dudes to get signed to Def Jam, but Def Jam had their head up their ass, and that's how he ended up leaving Def Jam South. He discovered Ludacris.
So, did he?
Yeah. He discovered Ludacris. So
at least they got him on Def Jam at least.
Yeah, right. I mean, but shit, Ludacris all but retired, though.
Right.
Hey, man, you know what? Speaking of Ludacris, have you seen the motherfucking previews for that damn movie with him and Terry Crews?
No. You talking about he had that thing on his face?
That John Henry. Man, get the fuck out my face with that shit.
Fuck that. Did you see the F9, Fast and the Furious 9 trailer?
I'm going to watch it as soon as we get off. I saw Cena was in it.
Look. Let me know if I'm tripping. That motherfucker looked like three different movies in the trailer. Like, I'm awake. I'm like, damn, am I still watching the same trailer? What happened?
Hey, I'm just waiting on them niggas to eventually just go to space.
Right. And I could have sworn this dude John Cena had caught the car too. I'm like, okay. I liked it with The Rock in them, but don't overdo it.
Wait a minute, John Cena got superpowers?
I don't know, because that's why I said the movie looked like it was three different trailers. When John Cena was on top of the car and the car flipped up and hit him, but it didn't go over. And then it flashed to something else.
But you know what though? That Sean Hobbs or whatever. Remember, Idris Elba was Black Superman.
Hey, that movie, man, I ain't even gonna lie. I actually liked that movie.
Hey, I liked it too because I mean, maybe I'm just a fucking meathead or some shit or whatever, man. But I was like, hey, man, this movie, all
right. Right. And then the him having a pot, the nanobites didn't make sense. I thought he got injected with something and he turned into a superhero. I was like, okay, or a villain, super villain. Mm-hmm. I'm like the Black Superman. Hey, my throwback of the week is...
Hold on, nigga, I ain't even give you mine.
Oh, you did.
Nah, nigga, I started talking about some other shit.
Oh, man, come on.
Anyway, my throwback of the week is from Scarface. This is featuring Papa Roo. It's called High Powered. I don't know if you heard this song, High Power, but it, like I said, it's on the Demetrius album. That nigga dogging Lil Troy out.
I gotta listen to it now.
I
didn't know he did a song with Papa Roo.
Yeah, yeah. But it, man, he dogged Lil Troy ass out because this was around the time where Lil Troy tried to he had beef with Jay Prince and it trickled down to everybody on Rap-A-Lot. And he tried to go out and like snitch on Jay Prince or whatever, especially during the time where Jay Prince was going through his shit with the feds. Like I said, because Jimmy Iovine, you know, sick the feds on him.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jay Prince going through that, and this nigga Lil Troy was like, yeah, I seen Jay Prince kill somebody. I seen Jay Prince do that. He be selling dope.
Aw, snitching.
And he was snitching like shit. And then the thing that I enjoyed about this song, other than the fact that he got at Lil Troy, you knew exactly who he was talking about. It wasn't no veiled shots or whatever. FaZe even said it. FaZe was like, you hit the highway, got money to fly away. You told it. You's a whole ass nigga. That's what I say.
A better way, a better way.
So he like let that nigga know, like, nigga, yeah, nigga, AK, it ain't no mistakes, nigga. We talking about you. And then I guess to borrow a phrase from Joe Budden, or just say my underground heat or whatever. This album from and I ain't really know, it's kind of recent because it's from 2016, but it's from Yi Ali, I think that's his name, but it's called Trap House Jodeci. Mm-hmm. That shit good.
I need to check that out too. I don't think I heard that neither.
Trap House Jodeci, dog. All right, nigga, go ahead with your throwback.
Hey. My throwback is Goodfellas. You know what it is. Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta. Come on.
You saw the Irishman, right?
Man, I'm trying to.
For real?
I got to pump myself up to watch it because I know. I know. I got to be wide awake to watch that movie. I'm pretty sure it's good.
I ain't going in front, dog. I went to sleep like twice on that motherfucker. Not because it was bad, but because I'm bad at doing this. I gotta stop watching movies or TV shows or binge watching stuff when I'm in the bed, because I'm not gonna sit up in the bed.
Yes, exactly. And that's the problem. I mean, just when I start, look, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can sure. I definitely can't do it on the weekend. At least after I get these allergy shots, because I gotta go to sleep after those. This shit be knocking me out.
Allergy shots? You like a needle?
Yeah, I take a. The allergy vaccination, so they can get rid of these motherfuckers.
Damn, that shit's serious.
They inject me with the allergies, but you know, that shit be knocking me out because I gotta take double the medicine.
Damn, nigga. Damn.
Well, that shit had chest congested all the time, could never get rid of it, didn't know why. I was misdiagnosing myself all the time, so. We finally pinpointed what the problem was, and that shit cleared up.
Damn.
Cause I'm gonna tell you what, like cold weather and like ice and stuff always triggered it. So I was just like, man, I just can't do ice. Cause the shit be coughing up stuff.
Not even vanilla ice. All right, nigga, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
My Incredible Hulk music moment. On the TV show? My dang. Do, 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 do. Yeah, these allergies. Vaccinations. Do, 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 do. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember
it. He was walking on the highway or whatever, hitchhiking. Yeah, but shit, I'm trying to get.
That shit was sad.
I'm building up my immune system to these allergies.
Oh man. All right, man. Damn, I know you could. I know they had shots. That's crazy.
Yeah, I tell you, like these cluster shots, so I get 9 shots every
Like
weekend.
you give them, you like go somewhere to do it, or you give them to yourself, or you're like your wife shoots you, or what?
I go to the doctor, the allergist, and get them done.
Jesus. Every weekend? Like how long you gotta do that?
I got, I think 2 or 3 more weeks, and then I get the single shots, and then that's every other weekend.
Jesus.
I'm waiting to be done with this so I can actually go back and lift like I want to. I can't lift because my arms be jacked up.
What do
Be
we have like
itching.
a what they be sore? They got like a herb bubble in them or something? Or?
Sore, what? I break out in hives after the shot. Like,
God damn.
on my arms. So, like, I have like
Nigga.
these 3 knots on my arms from the shots.
Nigga, that shit sound terrible.
So I'm like,
Terrible.
man, where's my arms be having? Because Jay, my wife put the thermometer on my arm. This shit was at 100%. Like,
Yeah,
damn.
nigga. Nigga, remember how good she taking care of you next time you want to get on her and talk shit about her.
Man, I just be playing. Yeah, I'll be just be talking reckless. Y'all know how I be talking then. Let me just talk sometimes. Really, because I mean, these other motherfuckers out here just stupid, so I can't. She like the golden wife. Don't want to deal with nobody else.
Oh man, that's
Just let me talk. If I'm bad, let me talk my shit. I don't mean it. I'm just venting.
I'll mean it. Oh man, all right, man, you got it, dog. Damn, I thought I had something else. Oh, speaking of things that are terrible, just terrible.
Terrible, terrible.
That nigga Charles, did you see Charles Barkley and Willie D's like little thing beef? Willie D from the Ghetto Boys, man.
Oh my God, these two old motherfuckers.
So
Y'all
this
too old, motherfucker.
nigga, you old motherfuckers. So the nigga so it was I think I don't know if it was the day Kobe died or like the next day or so. It wasn't too soon after Kobe died. Man, why Willie D make a video talking about some guy? Why did you take Kobe Bryant? You could have just took Charles Barkley. Don't nobody want him around no more. I
Ooh, okay, yeah, Charles had to clap back on that.
And I was like, dog. I was like, dog. Now, granted, Charles Barkley has been problematic over the years. He has said like a whole bunch of fucked up shit about black people and stuff like that. But I'm like, dog, you can't be wishing death on people, dog.
It's 2020, man. Stop it.
Like, come on, man. Like you could just go ahead and just say, hey man, RIP Kobe Bryant. I can't believe that this happened. You could just leave it at that. But I just felt like that was in poor taste.
Yeah,
Like,
that's true.
even if you don't like Charles or whatever, and Charles give you a whole lot of reasons not to like his ass.
Now let's flip it, because you know somebody thinking it. What if they said that about Trump and Coke?
Oh, Nick. I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna be like, you know what? Hey man, but you know what though? I saw somebody saying that they was like, man, they was like, let me get this straight. Kobe Bryant dead, but Zimmerman still walking around here like ain't shit happened.
Yeah, it's true. What y'all doing, thugs?
Roddy Rich said he a 2020 candidate and he got 100 bands on Zimmerman. Which I don't know how that. Oh, like I when I heard that shit, I was like, oh, he better hope that nigga don't come up dead.
Right. Don't say it out loud.
I said, you better
Because
hope.
we were gonna be at your door with my 100 bands after you go to jail, cuz.
You better hope that nigga don't come up dead. Oh shit! I mean, as we talked about on her though, we know white people like to tell. So I'm surprised like nobody just said nothing.
Right, they either tell or tell your business. Sure.
All
Somewhat.
right, all right, all right. Nope, bye.
Not all of them. Not bye. All of them. Mm-mm. Some of them.
I'm leaving. Bye.
Some of them got mild bowels and just be like, shut your bitch ass.
Oh, you right. Okay.
Man, cause you don't. I'm just saying. Hold on. I ain't gonna say that. I'm just saying because you know, I didn't change. Cause usually I would have snapped on them up.
Man, I don't even want to even go there, dog.
I would have.
I know you would. I know you would have. Well, you kind of did because I told you not to say anything.
Bam.
I know. It messed with you.
It was just the line factor of it. That's it.
It was the principle. It was the principalities.
But yeah. Shit. Pull up on somebody.
All right. Oh, Lord, please.
Why are you lying and shit?
Hey, motherfucker.
You're right. Hey, pull around that cube. Surprise, motherfucker.
You thought this shit was over?
Don't fabricate no stories for your personal entertainment.
Do I entertain you, motherfucker?
I ain't got nothing else.
I ain't got nothing else. Man, say goodbye to the people.
What'd you say?
Say goodbye to the people, man. Tell them goodbye.
I heard what you said. I was about to say goodbye. I'm about to sing that Michael Jackson song.
Wait a minute.
Goodbye song.
Hold on, dog. All if right, you heard what I said, then why did you ask what I said?
Because I was tripping. Hey.
Oh, that happens a lot. This stupid, man. Hey, y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. We'll holler at y'all next week. Deuces.
Peace.
Peace, love, and soul.